morning.
Hey, Alexis.
How's it going?
You know, it's all right.
Yeah.
Is it not Christmas break yet?
Yeah, but my brain's there.
I'm driving my kids to school this morning and thinking it's just going to be trading one kind of work for another kind of work.
Over break?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, we're going to Florida to visit my parents, and it's like, okay, how do you entertain a 16-year-old and two 11-year-olds in a retirement community for a week?
Hope they have a pool table there.
They probably do, and I'm hoping the weather is supposed to be like high 70s, which is like, and that it
Yeah.
could be okay for swimming, and the pools are heated.
Oh, yeah.
So I think we could at least go swimming.
That's
And
great.
I've got some other things sort of, we'll go bowling and we'll go to the movies and stuff like that, but it's just like,
Feel like 16
oh yeah, no,
degrees.
there's no hope for my
Yeah.
boy. I mean, he's just
Yeah.
gonna complain no matter what.
He's right at the tail end of the adolescence thing, though. You should be seeing the light
Yeah, and I mean the biggest problem is his cousin, my sister's son, isn't can't come this time, and so
soon.
his 18-year-old cousin, who he loves hanging out with and admires, like he's not going to be there, and so he's going to be super crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But my father said, let's treat him like an adult. Let's take, like, usually we leave the kids with my parents, and then my husband and I go out to dinner with my aunt and uncle, who are kind of a little bit younger.
Yeah.
And he's like, Henry should go out to dinner with you guys, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right. See how that goes.
My wife sent me the ugly Christmas sweater pictures of my kids that she, I'm gonna see if I can find it. They're just like, the looks on their faces are just like so disenchanted. Like she like lines them up at the fireplace and like, takes this picture. And like, I mean, I know it's a cliche, but if looks could kill, I mean, it's just.
I would very much enjoy seeing that. Yes. Yes. It's very hard to get them to some it's amazing though. I see some people's pictures and their kids genuinely look like they're smiling.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they're being bribed
Yeah,
or
there's a
what.
photographer with a $100 bill,
Exactly.
like
But I can't, I mean, I cannot get my kids to smile in pictures unless it's like you're fast enough to catch them at a in a moment where they're smiling at something else.
Yeah.
Hi, Charlotte.
Hello.
Howdy, Charlotte. I am going to. If it's just the three of us, I bet we can knock this out real fast.
Yeah. So, just a quick, did you have a chance to, do you know that the Trillium revised road plan or timeline was presented yesterday?
Oh, no.
And
Okay.
so the plan is end of May right now, feature freeze in mid April. But it was, yeah, and then a little bit pulled out of nowhere. Suddenly, the index data DevOps team was kind of being spot on that if there was some work not done by them, it would delay Trillium even further. But I can then assure you that the index data DevOps team will be, looking into this. We will not have that to happen, that Trillium is to be delayed because of. But it ended up with. I think you should listen to the recording. It's kind of good information about how things actually are being, governed in that group. But
Okay.
Mark Wexler did raise the point that Oleksiy Petrenko needs to keep track of NFR work that must be in place for Trillium. And that DevOps ticket was filed November 2024. So there has been a year to work on that.
Yeah.
So it shouldn't be that drama just now, but it is. And we will do the work, of course. The planning is not it's not an A plus, definitely.
No.
We definitely appreciate you guys.
Yeah. But at least we have something to steer for now, saying end of May. So, but
It's
it
good.
must
It's
not
good to have.
slip any further.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good to have something to plan on, but.
One more thing, I'd say. So I tried to ask for what is the plan then for Umbrella Leaf? Will that be the second release in 2026? And that I could not get a clear answer on. Mark Wexler did a lot of talk about that. Maybe if flower releases are so expensive, we don't know so much work. Maybe it is to be more incremental releases. So the PC definitely need to have an eye on that. How is that gonna be?
Yeah.
Again, so we have all in the community being able to get the new work, get access to the new work. It's important for index data, of course, but also for all the self-hosting libraries.
Do you know if the switch from Kong to API 6 was implicated at all in the delay?
I asked, and they said no. Actually, it sounded on Mark Wexler yesterday as if API 6 is not ready, then Trillium could be using Kong.
Okay.
So,
Well, I guess I
but
don't love that actually.
if Umbrella Leaf is not going to happen as the second release, but sometime 2027, then API 6 will not be until then. So, I
I mean,
think things are very much in flux. But listen to the recording. I'd say that's probably the best way to get that information. Stephen Pamphile was in the meeting, of course, Jeremy, but
He talked with me about it a little bit on Slack. Kevin Day, who's on the technical council with us, and he and I have a little Folio governance Slack channel that is mostly us just typing expletives, but I mean, this is just talking to shop, I guess, but for my part, I have a really hard time making a big push to get us onto Eureka on a Kong infrastructure that's going to go. I don't want to do that twice, you know? So, you know, if Kong is going away for Trillium, like if API 6 can be in Trillium, then we can probably move to Trillium, you know, when it gets released. If it's still going to be on Kong, I think we have to wait for Umbrella Leaf before we move to Eureka. I don't know. This is just what I'm thinking right now. I don't want to have to do that twice.
So I if the PC could maybe consider to hold on to that we get two releases in 2026 and Trillium and Umbrella Leaf. And then we have, because I think planning is gold, and we definitely need to plan for if we are to do those incremental releases. It cannot be just something where we are stumbling onto it and the non-EBSCO libraries then have to, do a ton of work to figure out how can we get new code
Yeah.
implemented in our libraries.
That does seem like a good thing for us to talk about. I mean, so I've put down here in the announcements a revised Trillium release for the end of May has been announced. What do y'all think? Would it be good to just dig in a little bit during that announcement with the PC and get some feedback, or should we put a like a housekeeping
I
item
think
down to talk about it, or?
if I can recommend something, I
Yeah.
think just do the announcement and then everyone in the PC should listen to the recording of yesterday's meeting
Okay.
to have this as so you are all informed, and then we could discuss how should the PC what approach to take. So, and yeah, in a way, it would be good if because the RMS group is such a core decision maker, so it would actually be good if the if you who are conveners also attended those meetings. And not just right now, we just see it as a council where we report back from, but maybe we need to have a little more heavy
Yeah.
sit in these. But I will let it up be up to Caitlin and you, Jeremy. But
Do you think it would be unreasonable to ask folks to listen to the recording between now and Thursday? I mean, we could try, because I was thinking like, oh, I could try to listen to it before the next before the PC meeting.
so I think we should maybe yeah, and now we don't have a planning meeting next week probably.
Exactly. I was going to say, because
So
we're not going to
so
be here for the year.
I am not so sure it's good with a big open discussion. I think we need to have a little informed planning of what do we think. So I of course have my opinion, but that's also because I have customers who are being squeezed. But if there's not coming an umbrella leave, how to get out the code for them? And that's so my I have of course it's very close to me, but so I would really love to for all of you to have listened to the recording too and made your opinion about it and we together kind of form a how we strategic want to move ahead.
Yeah. I'd be interested in knowing also what the other self-hosters are thinking about this, just from my perspective.
I am pretty sure National Lab of Sweden are worried. Andreas was in the meeting, but yeah,
Well, at least we all get to have exciting jobs.
what I always say, never a dull moment.
All right. Okay. Well, yeah, so we could get that in the announcements. I think I accidentally deleted the housekeeping section somehow. Let me see if I can fix that. Beers. I did it. All right.
This is also the week that the SIG reports are due.
Yes. So do we want to do that as a new topic or as a housekeeping topic?
I think it's usually just like reminding people to read them.
Okay.
And if there's anything anybody wants to mention or pull out, we can.
All right. I'll do five to 10 minutes in case there's something somebody wants to discuss. Any other housekeeping items?
Is it meeting planning just to announce when the next meeting in the new year is?
Meeting calendar.
Yeah.
For 2026, yeah. Thank you. I don't know how to create that, and I was thinking, wouldn't it be great if we just brought that up at the meeting and everyone can explain what to do there? New topic calendar. Is that what you're talking about?
Or when the first meeting in the new year is
Oh, okay.
that might be just me who is forgot.
Yeah, I can. I mean, I can do that. Basically, I just duplicate. You just kind of you're just creating a grid with the list of dates, which I have AI generate for me. That's
Okay.
what I did before, and then link to the old one. I can do that.
Okay.
It's fine.
We got to get some value out of that $100 billion everyone's spending on
Exactly.
AI.
Exactly.
All right, I'm going to say new topic calendar for 2026 and meeting dates. And this is actually like th 3 to 5 minutes. We don't need to spend a ton of time on that. Working group check-ins, all right, any other housekeeping stuff do we think will need to happen next Thursday? I don't think there will be anything to report from the working groups because I'm a part of two and they're both being canceled for this week.
We met the
Overachievers.
dashboard group met right after last week's PC meeting, so
Okay.
we have enough. I think we have an update, right, Caitlin?
I do think we have an update, and
Okay,
by
good.
Thursday I'll remember what that is.
That's exactly what
Awesome.
it'll be. I'm like, I know stuff happened. It was good.
We separated into two groups, and we've got a group that's going to be working on the dashboard and a group that's going to be working on writing up like specific kind of higher level, we could call it like problems that we're trying to solve or business cases, like just sort of descriptions of functional areas that need attention. And we'd like to explore bringing those to the PC for prioritization instead of discrete features in UX prod. So I can say exactly that on Thursday.
Sounds great. Think this actually goes down here, not up here. Okay. A couple of the topics that we had talking about are identification of integrating tools and also sorry, Zoom started a countdown for a thumbs up emoji, so I'm like it's very very distracting. Distracting. Gotta be careful what I do with my hands. And then the other one was the calming, calendar calming proposal from Charlotte, and kind of digging into that because I know you mentioned that to the SIGs. I don't know if we've gotten any feedback yet on that.
Yeah, I got a question. So apparently in the was it cross app SIG, they here there was a raised concern how new SIGs were to fit in meetings. Not quite sure how that fit with the 1 week off. I can understand if it fits with the one weekday. Monday off, and then how to put it in. But I suggested Tara that if she add notes into the proposal document, so we get everything into one document. I don't want it to be all over Slack channels or something. So, but let's see.
Do you think that it would be premature to dedicate some time in the PC to like talk about some actionable plans with this, or should we like kind of leave the idea out there a little bit longer?
So I think right now we are gathering feedback, and I
Okay.
don't think there will be. I know here in Europe, people are so busy wrapping up before going on Christmas holidays from Friday, and being off for a couple of weeks. So, yeah, I can of course we can pull up the document and say, please add your notes and comments or ideas into this proposal document, and then we can pick it up on the first meeting in the new year.
Well, let's do this then. We'll throw that down as an active initiative. Feedback. And
But I have written up some next steps, and we can, of course, if yeah, please, if you can, if there's things you think we should add to that list of next steps, then we can do that.
maybe in addition to that, while it's so difficult, I think, to direct the action of a really big and diverse group like this, it's probably going to take some time to get a uniform, any kind of uniform action going. But because we do have to make our calendar for the new year, we have an opportunity to determine how we're going to calendar calm and how we're going to do our business in a way that is that supports that. So maybe we can focus on, in addition to the larger proposal, just like how we can model effective calendar calming, asynchronous work, whatever it is, because that's I think could be hard. And maybe even make some notes, like a little playbook or something that we can share, you know, if you want to do it like we do it, here's what you do.
So I like the idea that we kind of go first. So maybe all the suggested week I had put in, we simply mark them as in red and no topics. And then, and if the idea is not being, if people, if it's being shut down, it's not being, then we can always unmark it, and then it's not red anymore. But of course, we should not plan for topics on those weeks where we have now suggested to calm down.
So we kind of have an option, given some of the stuff that's on our agenda right now. You know, we could dive into planning out some dates, you know, and some topics and stuff, and for the new year, or we can save that for when we get back. But it does seem like it would be good to have a decision made by the PC about how we want to interface with this calendar calming idea before we start. Throwing stuff on the topic calendar. So if we do want to start, in my opinion, if we do want to start putting dates and stuff on the topic calendar tomorrow, we need to go ahead and have the discussion about calendar calming tomorrow. But if we're willing to wait until January to like flesh out the topic calendar, then we can wait to have the conversation about calendar calming. Does that seem to make sense? Which one do y'all think we should do?
Maybe I'm too, I'm all for doing actions.
Yep.
So maybe I think we can simply mark in red already by now all the weeks suggested, and we can still have that conversation about topics. And then if we later need to revise it, then we can do that. But I think things need to be in consistent. We should definitely not put topics on a week where we also have suggested to not do a meeting.
Sure. I guess what I'm saying is that I don't feel like, I mean, I feel like we here in this on this specific call have a pretty good feel that, you know, the PC, you know, wants to head in this direction of calendar calming. But I guess I'd like to make that official before we start reflecting it in our calendar. You know, just have like some sort of official consensus in the group that yes, this is in fact the course of action that we want to go down. I don't mind doing that next time. We can just pop this down here and have it just be something that we talk about tomorrow, and just kind of make that decision that this is something that we want to do. And then, at that point, we can build out a calendar that re reflects that.
Okay.
On this next one, identification of integrating tools. This is interesting because, so we got that update about the RFID app last time, and it seemed really, cool what they had built. But there is like this question of, and this is not the first time this has come up, and it won't be the last. Is this thing something that belongs in like Folio, like integrate it into the application? If we were to go down that route, I would have a lot of suggestions as far as, do we really want this to be a separate checkout pipeline, or do we want to see these features somehow integrated into like maybe an opt-in thing in the existing checkout application? Or is it just fine for it to be like kind of an app that people can install or not? But we don't really have we kind of have a binary approach to module inclusion. It's like you're either in the Flower releases, or we don't really interact with modules for the most part. That seems to be the case. So I think that there's kind of two things going on with this topic. One is that Martin Schulz has been kind of compiling a list of like tools that are not necessarily Folio modules that people have built that interface with Folio. There's certainly a lot of those. But then there's also these things like what we saw last time, which are actual modules that can, be installed as part of the Folio platform, but are not necessarily part of the Flower release. And both of those things exist. And it seems like from a product perspective, it would be good for us not to just let that be something that's happening kind of in a haphazard way, and like actually have some like definitions and interface with those tools in a more intentional way. I don't know. Any thoughts on this? Oh, Charlotte.
Yeah, so I think it would be a good service to the libraries if we gather what the different Folio institutions have built on their own. And I put into the chat a link to where the reporting community has gathered SQL queries developed by each of the institutions. So it is on GitHub for each of the institutions, but it is public shared. And we could do something exactly similar.
Yeah. It's a good
I
idea.
think thinking of the toolkit that we use at LC, like the first of all, our experience in building the toolkit, like someone happened to have mentioned Caltech's Foliage to us. And so like we knew about that, but it would have been really helpful to have a central repository to kind of explore extant work that had been done. But even now that we've got it in production, there is functionality there. It's kind of in a gray area in terms of whether it should be Folio functionality. Sorry, I have a sick kid at home. You might see her. So there are features that will always stay in the toolkit, and there are some that we're not really sure what the future of that functionality is. We're using the toolkit as a prototype, and there are other features that like we built in the toolkit because we couldn't get into Folio in time. But one moment, baby. Thank you. But we 100% hope to see that there in the future. And in fact, there's a feature coming out in Sunflower, or that is out in Sunflower, that duplicates something we built. So like I'm just saying, for some of these things that there might be kind of a gray area. And
Yeah.
I have to drop for another meeting, unfortunately. So
Yeah.
thank you. And sorry to join late today. We had a work stoppage this morning that's kind of taking some attention.
It's all right. Good luck.
Take care.
Okay. I mean, I think we'll get some discussion out of all this stuff, and I'm sure it'll be a great meeting. And also the last meeting of the year.
Yeah,
So
we need a
I don't
little
think anyone will
Christmas
mind if we.
time greeting. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
Well, Charlotte, thank you so much for all you're doing.
you're welcome.
You're
Okay.
fighting the good fight on a lot of fronts. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm really annoying. I know.
No, not
But
at
I
all.
need someone needs to speak up, you know. So, but
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good to be in the right meetings and offer the important perspective that you have. I think it's great.
yes, but see you on Thursday.
Yeah, see you then. Bye.
Bye.